The Word of God is living. It is powerful, infallible, indestructible, incorruptible, and it will work mightily in me.
And now, your host, Pastor Jerry Maya Williams, from the service Already in Progress.
But today, would you open your Bibles to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes, chapter 4. So good to see Darlette back from England. God bless you, Darlette. Amen. Amen. Darlette's really been a blessing to so many of us here. And some of you need to let her be a blessing to you. Don't try to figure it out on your own. Amen. There's a science, there's an art and a science to financial management, to managing your finances, mastering your budget, getting out of debt. That just doesn't happen in osmosis. There's not only an art to it, but there's also a science. And God has gifted certain people with that knowledge to help you. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Verse 1. Then I returned and considered all the oppression that is done under the sun. And look, the tears of the oppressed, but they have no comforter. On the side of the oppressors, there is power, but they have no comforter. Therefore, I praise the dead who are already dead more than the living who are still alive. Yet better than both is he who has never existed, who has not seen the evil work that is done under the sun. I think I need to go through this again and go through it real slow, because I want you to hear what Solomon is saying. And this is the word of the Lord coming to the preacher, Solomon, when he wrote these words. Then I returned and considered all the oppression that is done under the sun. There's a lot of oppression in life, not just in this country or some other country, but there's oppression all over the world. People are being oppressed. And Solomon observed that. And he looked and he saw the tears of the oppressed. They were helpless. And many times when you're helpless, you can't do nothing but cry about it. So he saw the tears of the oppressed, and the question is, why were they crying? Why were they oppressed? Solomon said, because they have no comforter. On the side of the oppressors, there's power. The oppressor always have power. And what makes them an oppressor is that they abuse their power. But the oppressed, they have no comforter. So when Solomon looked at this condition, this situation in the earth, he said, I praise the dead who are already dead more than the living who are still alive. Why? Because the dead and the living, they're better off than both. Or they're worse off than both than the person that's never been born at all, the person that's never existed, the person has never seen evil, the evil work done under the sun. I want to use a subject for a few minutes, where there is no comforter. Where there is no comforter. So here in the book of Ecclesiastes, the preacher gives his assessment of life. Now, this is Solomon's assessment, but let's remember something about Solomon. Solomon was the wisest man ever on the face of the earth other than Jesus Christ himself. So Solomon gives his assessments of life. And he is saying that under the old covenant, not the new covenant, but under the old covenant, there were oppressions. And the oppressed had no protection. The oppressed had no comfort. So he praised the dead more than the living, because the dead had already gone to a place where the wicked cease from troubling and the weary, they are at rest. Huh? Solomon thought it was better never to have been born in this world than to have been born and seen so much suffering, so much misery. This is the same Solomon that said in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, where there is no vision, the people perish. Now the same Solomon is saying here in Ecclesiastes, where there is no comforter, the people are oppressed. They're oppressed. If you're going through, you're oppressed. If you're sick, you're oppressed. You have some kind of affliction, you're oppressed. You got trouble in your life, you're being oppressed. There's all kind of oppressions. Some people are pressed on their jobs, pressed in their relationships. That's right. Oppressed by their very own family members. Somebody abusing their power. But what is oppression? What is oppression? Where there is no comforter, there's oppression. So listen to me very carefully. I'll tell you what oppression is. Oppression is the cruel, unjust exercise of power and authority to inflict injury. To inflict injury such as sickness and disease, poverty. To inflict injury such as affliction, bondage, even racism, mistreatment, and even death. Some people have been killed because of oppression. And we see this from time to time in our day and time where people are oppressed by the powers that be. And they lose their lives. I was just reading somebody, there was a police stop in some city, and the person had a Sharpie in their hand. A Sharpie. You know, like a writing pen. And the police mistook that for a weapon, shot the person dead. That's oppression. That's oppression. But see, on the side of the oppressed, Solomon says there was no power. There was no comforter. But on the side of the oppressor, he said there were power. So why was a man better off dead? Have you ever said that to yourself, I might be better off dead? Have you told somebody else they may be better off dead? Why did Solomon feel like a man was better off dead if he had no comforter? He felt like a man was better off dead because there was no comforter. Because of all the oppressions in life, Solomon thought that the only happy men were dead men. And it's sad when even believers sometimes have that same mentality, that my life will be better after I die. My life will be a lot happier after I die. If you have the attitude or the mentality that your life will be better after you're dead, you're already spiritually dead. Did you hear what I said? Then Jesus said, I come to give you life and life in abundance. So why are you feeling like you're better off dead? To feel like you're better off dead is a confession. It's an underhand confession that you're already dead. God wants us to live. There's no pie in the sky for none of us. Jesus promised that the cake and the pie would be in this realm, not in the heavenly realm. You won't need it up there. But I need my cake and my pie down here. So I'm never going to feel like I'm better off dead. That is symptomatic of being under oppression. To feel like you're better off dead than you are alive, and that you'll be happy when you die because you're not happy now. The first revelation in the Bible about God is that in the beginning, God created. I need you to get this. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. If we are made in God's image and after his likeness, if we are the children of God and God is our Father, and if Father is creative, then his children ought to be creative. So if you unhappy, you have a responsibility to create some happiness. That's what your father did in the beginning. He was creative. And we ought to be creative. Huh? So the oppressor. Who is the oppressor, by the way? The oppressor is the devil. Let me say it again. The oppressor is your enemy. Your enemy is the devil. So in Solomon's day, the devil had power. The oppressed had no power. There was no comforter to guide them, to lead them into all truth, to walk alongside to help, to teach them all things. There was no comforter in that day like that. Think about it. Had Adam had a comforter, Adam would not have blatantly disobeyed the commandment of God. When God told him of every tree in the garden you may freely eat, but the tree in the middle of the garden, don't touch it. But Adam blatantly disobeyed that commandment. Why? Adam had no comforter. Cain had no comforter. Had Cain had a comforter, he wouldn't have murdered his brother Abel. He had no comforter to convict him, to check his spirit, to whisper to him that this is not the way to go. He had no comforter. What about Noah? Had Noah had a comforter, I don't think Noah would have got drunk and naked. Hello, somebody. Then you have Samson. Samson had no comforter. Think about it. Samson was the strongest man on the face of the earth and became the weakest man on the face of the earth, all because he fell in the arms of Delilah. He had no comforter. Then even David himself. Now, we know that the Word of God says David was a man after God's heart, but David had no comforter. Had David had a comforter, he wouldn't have committed adultery with Bathsheba. You can have a good heart and still be oppressed. You can have a good heart, but it doesn't mean you have a comforter. Then what about Jonah? Jonah had no comforter. I mean, he was so twisted. He actually thought he could go on vacation and get away from God. Just escape the presence of God by going on vacation. So Jonah disobeyed God when God told him to go preach to Nineveh. And let us not forget Saul. Saul had no comforter. And this is why Saul rebelled against God, rebelled against the priesthood. And Saul was in such a state of rebellion, he ended up in witchcraft because he had no comforter. Yet this man was God's chosen to be the first king of Israel. How could he have fallen so low? Because he had no comforter. This is how the enemy oppressed Saul and the others. Now, thank God in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit did come upon a few. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit would come upon kings. They would come upon priests, prophets, and kings, with the exception of Mary, the mother of Jesus. The Holy Ghost came upon Mary, and the power of God overshadowed her. But except for Mary, the Holy Spirit only came upon prophets, priests, and kings in the Old Testament under that old covenant. But thank God under the new covenant. Thank God under the new covenant. We have a comforter. Hebrews says that under the new covenant, we ought not to be oppressed like the people were under the old covenant. Hebrew tells us that under the new covenant, we have power. We're not powerless. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6 says that through Christ we have obtained a more excellent ministry. Because Jesus is the mediator of a better covenant. And this covenant is established on better promises. So everything under the new covenant compared to the old covenant is better, more excellent, come on, and better. So we don't have an excuse to be oppressed. We don't have an excuse to just cry about it. We don't have that excuse. We're no longer under the law. Remember that under the law there was a curse on people. And part of that curse was that they got oppressed. See, under the law, no man could keep that law. And there was only an expectation of looking forward to punishment or death. But we're no longer under the curse of the law. Why? Because Jesus Christ, he was made a curse for us. We're no longer under the power of the devil. Huh? We're no longer under the power of the devil. Because Galatians says Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us. Cursed is one that is written. Cursed is one that hangeth on a tree. So when Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law, he redeemed us from the power that the devil would have over our lives. He redeemed us from the power that the oppressor would have to oppress us. We've been redeemed from that. Remember Jesus talking to his disciples. Jesus told his disciples that the Father would give them a comforter. In fact, he said in John 14, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter. That is another like me. So when Jesus was on earth, he was the comforter for his disciples. He was the one to protect them from the oppressor. So he said, I will pray the Father to give you another comforter who will abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth. He tells us his name. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because they neither see him nor know him. But Jesus said, you know him because he dwells with you and he shall be in you. I will not leave you like orphans. Said, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will come to you. What is an orphan? When Jesus told his disciples, I will not leave you comfortless, that word is like an orphan. To be an orphan, it means you're bereaved. You're parentless. You're fatherless. And oftentimes as an orphan, you are not only parentless and fatherless, you're powerless. Know a thing or two about orphans. The orphans we support. The orphans we have visited with, and some of you have had the opportunity to visit this orphanage with me in Africa. All these kids are there. All these kids. Maybe 50, 60 kids or more. And they don't have a mother or a father. Or a mother or father that's in a position to care for them. Like the orphan we support in this church. The mother, her mother killed her father. I don't know all the circumstances, but her mother killed her father, and her mother is in prison for life. And the kids are just left on the street. The government doesn't support them. The government doesn't try to help them. So somebody has to come along with the love of God in the heart, with a burning vision to say that these kids deserve a chance at life. And that's where we come in as a congregation. And that's what we've done for over the last 10 years. Support orphans and the orphanage. And Jesus said, I never want any of you to be like that who follow me. I'm going to pray to my Father to send you, to give you another comforter, that he would abide with you forever. He's a spirit of truth. He's a spirit of truth. I will not leave you like orphans. Too many of us have been living like orphans. The devil has had a field day on so many of your lives. He does what he wants to do. He oppresses you. Sometimes he oppresses you with sickness, disease, affliction. He gets you all bound up emotionally and spiritually. He mistreats you just like you're an orphan. But that ought not to happen. Jesus went on to say to his disciples, in the 16th chapter of John, he says, how be it? He says, when the Spirit of truth has come, he shall lead you into all truth. In other words, you can trust this comforter that we have called the Holy Spirit. He will lead you in all truth. He will not speak of himself. No, he won't speak on his own authority. He will only speak what he hears. That is what the Father says to him concerning you. And that shall he declare unto you. He will show you things to come. There is an oppressor lurking behind the corner. And many times, because we're not sensitive to the point that Jesus said that we have a comforter who abides with us forever, the enemy, the oppressor, he strikes us in our blind spots. There's evil lurking just behind the corner, just behind the bush, just behind this door. There's evil lurking, and the enemy wants to oppress us. But thank God we have a comforter. Now the good news is, we not only have a comforter, who is the Holy Spirit. How many knew that? The Holy Spirit is your comforter. And he's your paracletus. He walks alongside to help you. He's the one that lives in you. He dwells in you. He leads and guides you into all truth. Huh? He shows you things to come. And so when the enemy comes against you, you ought not be surprised. The Holy Spirit should have prepared you for that enemy. You see, we're not living in a day anymore where there is an oppressor who has power and the oppressed have no power. No, 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 no. We have power. We have power. And here's what makes us, here's the cherry on the cake. How many put cherries on your cake? Maybe I should say cherry on the sundae. Here's the cherry on the ice cream. Not only do we have the Holy Spirit, come on, we have an intercessor. We have an intercessor. So we got the Holy Spirit as our comforter. We got Jesus as our intercessor. Romans 8:34 says that Jesus is at the right hand of God and he makes intercessions for us. Somebody's praying for you when nobody else is praying for you. I'm telling you right now. Sister so-and-so and brother so-and-so may forget to pray for you, but I'm telling you, somebody is always praying for you. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father making intercessions for you and I. It gets even better than that. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25 says, and to them that come to him, he saves to the uttermost. What do you mean he saves the uttermost? He delivers. Come on. He protects. Huh? He comforts. He preserves. And he says, I'll do it to the uttermost. To them that come to God through him who lives forever to make intercession for them. The Bible shows us that Jesus driving motivation in heaven right now is to make intercession for those who believe. So not only do we have earthly protection, we got heavenly protection. So how can you lose with the stuff you use when you walk in the Holy Spirit and you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is your intercessor? He is standing in the gap for you. Where there is no comforter, people are oppressed. But we need to live with a consciousness of who we are and whose we are and what he has given us. He has given us a comforter. And he's also our intercessor. So how can we ever lose? How can the devil ever get the best of us?
Join us Sunday at Agape Word Fellowship, where Dr. Jerry Maya Williams is your pastor, proclaiming a life-changing message of the agape love and power that God is. For more information, log on now at www.agapeword.net, 1430 South New Hope Road, Agape Word Fellowship.